Hello.
Hello.
Yes.
Hello, my name is Roger, and I am calling from National Opinion Survey. I am not selling anything. I am conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Can you help us answering us a few questions?
Yes.
Thank you. And may I know, does anyone in your household work for news media outlets, such as print, radio, internet, or television?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I watch television a lot. I do some reading. And I have my cat, and he always helps me.
Okay, thank you. And does anyone in your household, and are you 18 years or older and registered to vote?
Yes, I am. I'm registered, but I don't know if I'm going to vote or not.
So, can you tell me what are actually the chances that you will vote in November general election for President of the U.S. in the Congress and other offices?
Well, I'm a Trump person. I'll tell you that right off hand.
And are you certain that you will vote? You probably will vote 50-50, and not sure that you will vote?
Well, I'm not sure that I'm going to vote. I'm 95.4, and it's getting a little tough to get around anymore. So.
Oh, I understand. Okay, but thank you very much for giving me the chance to answer these questions. And may I know what racial or ethnic group best describes you? Are you white or Caucasian, Hispanic or Latino, black or black African American, Asian American or Pacific Islander, Native American?
I'm a sexual male, and I'm white.
Okay, thank you very much. And can you rate your level of motivation for voting in this year election for President of the U.S. of the United States, the Senate, the Congress, and other offices on a scale from 0 to 10?
Well, I've been following politics quite a bit here. My age and everything, I'm confined to home quite a bit. So I do drive. I still get around. But the thing of it is, the world situation is not good. And I just don't know if I'm going to vote again this time in November.
I understand. Thank you very much. And now I'm going to read you a list of elected officials. After I reach each one, please tell me if you approve or disapprove of their job. For example, Sherrod Brown as senator. Do you approve or disapprove the job that this person is doing?
Sherrod Brown is a Democrat. And I tend to go with the Republicans. Sherrod Brown, that's questionable.
Okay. So you can say that you disapprove or disapprove it?
I approve.
Okay. And do you strongly or somewhat approve?
Somewhat approve.
Thank you. What about Mercy Kapner?
Mercy Kapner?
Yeah.
Mercy Kapner ought to retire. She's been there too long.
Thank you very much. And do you approve or disapprove her job as Congresswoman?
I disapprove.
And somewhat or strongly disapprove?
I strongly disapprove.
Thank you very much. What about Donald Trump, a former president?
Trump, I back him all the way. The military backs him.
Okay. And can you tell that you approve or disapprove it?
I approve.
And strongly or somewhat?
I strongly approve.
Thank you. What about Joe Biden as president, as current president?
Joe Biden has done no good for this country. He was no good when he disapproved of Clarence Thomas. I remember how he and Senator Byrd at that time didn't want black people in the Supreme Court. And the thing of it is, it was bound to happen. It should happen. But Biden is not a good person at all.
Okay, thank you very much. And you will say that you disapprove it strongly or somewhat?
I strongly.
Thank you. Now I'm going to read you a list of public figures and institutions. After each one, please tell me if you have a favorable or unfavorable impression. If you have not heard of that person or institution, or just are unfamiliar with them, just let me know, okay? And what about the opinion you have for Mercy Kaptur?
The American one? I'm sorry.
And what is the opinion you have for Mercy Kaptur? Is favorable or unfavorable?
Favorable.
And somewhat or very?
I gotta say, I'm undecided.
Okay. What about the Democrats as a whole in Congress? Do you have a favorable opinion or unfavorable?
The Democrats as a whole, I am against them. I am against them. They are not for democracy.
Okay. And will you say that is somewhat or very unfavorable?
I say it's unfavorable.
Okay. What about Donald Trump? I know that you already told me. However, it will be really helpful if you can mention it once again. What is the opinion you have for Donald Trump? Favorable or unfavorable?
Trump is my candidate.
Okay. What about First Energy?
Pardon?
First Energy.
Oh, First Energy.
Yeah.
I disapprove of some of it.
Okay, thank you very much. What about Republicans as a whole in Congress?
I'm sorry?
What about Republicans as a whole in Congress?
Well, there are many Congress people, Senate and House, that are too old. I'm in favor of younger people to be candidates, and the older people should retire.
Okay. And what about Derek Merritt? Do you have a favorable opinion or unfavorable?
Well, I gotta say I'm undecided on that.
Okay, thank you. And what about Joe Biden?
Joe Biden?
Yeah.
He ought to be hung up by his ears.
Okay, thank you very much. And if the election of the U.S. Congress were held today, will you vote for the Democrat or the Republican?
I would vote the Republican, definitely.
Thank you. And if the election for the president were held today, for whom will you vote? Democrat Joe Biden, Republican Donald Trump, Independent Robert F. Kennedy, or someone else?
Well, I definitely vote Republican.
Okay, thank you. And if the election for Senate were held today and the candidates were Democrat Sherrod Brown and Republican Bernie Moreno, for whom will you vote?
Probably Moreno.
Thank you. And definitely or lean?
Definitely.
Thank you. And if the election for the U.S. Congress were held today, for whom will you vote? Democrat Mercy Kaptur or Republican Derek Marin?
I would vote Republican.
Definitely or lean?
Definitely.
Thank you. And is there a chance you might consider voting for Democrat Mercy Kaptur? Or will you say there is no chance you will consider voting for Democrat Mercy Kaptur?
No, I would definitely not vote for Mercy Kaptur.
Thank you.
Like I say, and her age is against her.
Okay.
She should know when to retire. She's been there too long.
Okay. There too long. Thank you very much. Now, I'm going to give you a statement some people have made about Democrat Mercy Kaptur. Mercy Kaptur is a career politician who has been in Washington for over 40 years. She has become a rubber stamp for the failed liberal agenda of Joe Biden, voting for higher taxes and open borders, inviting millions of illegal immigrants into America. It is time for a change.
There is time for a change, definitely.
Okay, so does this statement make you much less likely to vote for Kaptur, somewhat less likely to vote for her, or does it make no difference?
I would definitely not vote for her.
Okay. Thank you very much. And now I'm going to read the statement some people have made about Republican Derek Marin. After each statement, please indicate if it makes you much less likely to vote for them, somewhat less likely to vote for them, or makes no difference. In the state legislature, Derek Marin supported anti-union laws that drive down wages for workers. As mayor of Waterville, he tried to increase health insurance premiums by more than double while also cutting employees' sick leave by nearly half. In Congress, Marin will stand with those who voted to gut Social Security and Medicare and will raise the retirement age. What do you think? You are much less likely to vote, somewhat less likely, no different, more likely, or do you think this statement is not true?
Well, I'll have to say undecided.
Okay. Thank you. I have another one. Nearly every Republican and Democrat in the legislature voted to allow military spouses to be eligible for unemployment. If they quit their jobs to accompany their spouses on military transport, but Derek Marin voted no. And when nearly every Republican and Democrat voted to allow first responders and firefighters suffering from post-traumatic stress disorders, due to the job to get workers' compensation, Marin even voted no to that. What do you think about it? Do you think it's not true or make you much less likely to vote or not so likely?
Not so likely.
And in the state legislature, Derek Marin saw the extravagant upgrades to his office like plush carpeting, new furniture, artwork, and regal signs for lawmakers' office. While working families are struggling to make ends meet, the last thing we need in the Congress are more politicians only interested in helping themselves rather than looking out of us. This statement makes you much less likely to vote for them, somewhat less likely, no different, more likely, or not
less
true.
Likely.
Much less or somewhat?
Somewhat.
Okay, thank you. And after taking money from First Energy and the criminals involved in the highest corruption case in state history, Derek Marin was one of the loudest voices in favor of the bill bailing out First Energy. Now, our utilities rates are through the roof, and as we foot the bill for Marin's corruption. This makes you less likely to vote, somewhat, no different, or more likely to vote. Or do you think it's not true?
I'm less likely.
Derek Marin has a long and dangerous record of fighting to take away women's reproductive rights, even though the voters of Ohio voted overwhelmingly to keep abortion access legal. Marin supports a federal ban that will overrun Ohio's law and make abortion illegal even in the case of rape or incest. Marin even wrote legislation that could ban access to IVF treatments. That makes you much less likely, somewhat less likely, no different, more likely, or do you think it's not true?
I'm more likely. More likely.
Thank you. And as a landlord who has received over $100,000 in contribution from real estate special interest, Derek Marin wrote legislation to end mandatory lead pipe testing for rental properties, leaving our children vulnerable to safe drinking water so he and his cronies could save more money. He even wrote a bill to allow landlords to evict families on Christmas. This makes you much less likely, somewhat less likely, no different, more likely, or do you think it's not true?
Less likely.
Okay. Somewhat or much?
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. And based on what you just heard, what is the best reason to vote against Republican Derek Marin? Or will you still vote for Marin?
I don't understand the question there.
What is the best reason, do you think, is what is the best reason to vote against Republican Derek Marin? Or will you still vote for him?
No, I'm going to vote Republican. I'm sorry.
Okay.
The Democrats are leaning towards Marxism.
Okay. Thank you. I'm trying to your answer. And sometimes over the course of a survey, people change their minds. So I'll ask you once again, if the general election for U.S. Congress were held today, for whom will you vote? Democrat Mercy Kaptur or Republican Derek Marin?
Republican.
Lean or definitely?
Definitely.
Thank you. And now, we're almost finished. Thank you very much for your patience, by the way. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed? You can tell that first through 11th grade, high school graduate, technical or vocational school, some college, but you haven't finished, associate's degree, bachelor's degree, or four-year college graduate, or graduate school, or advanced degree.
Some college.
Okay, thank you. And regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, an Independent, or something else? I know you already told me, but I would like you to repeat it once again.
Yes, I am a Republican.
A strong or not so strong Republican?
A solid Republican.
Thank you. And how important is politics in your personal identity? Will you say very important, somewhat important, not too important, or not important at all?
Very important.
Thank you. And in the 2020 election for president, did you vote for Democrat Joe Biden or Republican Donald Trump?
No, I would definitely vote Republican at this time.
But the last one, on the 2020 election for president, did you vote for Biden or for Trump?
I voted for Trump.
Thank you. And this is all the questions that I have for you today. Thank you very much for your contribution. I really appreciate it.
Mm-hmm.
Have a good day.
Have a good day as well.